Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kurt Pulfari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dillman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill Dillman. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Dillman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kenworthy for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Blair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder scores. Blair moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari is hit by the pitch. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bulfari moves to second. Bill Dillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to third for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Echeverrin moves to third. Dillman moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillman bunts towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Echeverrin moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. There goes Kenworthy. The throw from Echeverrin to Aparicio, and Kenworthy is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Don Buford now playing third base. Bob Locker now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Causey covering, for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell pinch hits for Sam Bowens. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boog Powell now playing first base. Kurt Bulfari now playing left field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dillman has Stewart trapped. There's the throw to Echeverrin and over to Robinson, who tags Stewart for the out. Buford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cozzi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. 1 out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Bill Dillman. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozzi fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Martin reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozzi misplays the ball. That's an error on Cozzi. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. 1 out. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart misplays the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Blair moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.